It's that special time of the year when love is in the air. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Vanessa Nguyen. The smell of flowers, the heart-shaped candy, the pink and red Hallmark cards. You can expect to see a lot of these on Valentine's Day, a day when our true love is celebrated. But is love all about fuzzy feelings, or is there a science involved?
I think love is one of those very complex emotions.
Florida State University professor Dr. Bob Watson is a behavioral neurologist in the College of Medicine. He spent more than 3 decades studying the subject matter and says love is built on the most ancient part of the human brain.
The limbic system is really our emotional brain. And so even though no one fully understands things like love, the emotional feeling of love is undoubtedly mediated by the limbic system.
Love may be difficult to express in words. That's what cards are for, right? But a person's actions, especially on Valentine's Day, can certainly speak to his or her inner feelings.
It's almost like this emotional purity of altruism. When it's a person you love, you want to buy things for them to make them happy. You want to go out to dinner to make them happy. You want to do things that will build and bond the relationship.
And millions of retailers are hoping to capitalize on those emotions. For them, Valentine's Day means big dollar signs. The National Retail Federation estimates consumers will spend an average of $126 for their loved ones on this Valentine's Day.
So people are spending more money on Valentine's Day now.
Florida State University marketing professor Michael Brady examines consumer behavior. He says all early signs point to high sales for this year's Valentine's Day, partially because it falls on a weekday.
And that's, the reason for that is because people like to send flowers to their significant others at their offices. And if they're not at their office, they don't send flowers. And so one of the things that's responsible for this spike is the fact that it falls on a Monday through a Friday and not a Saturday or a Sunday.
And so it's no surprise that online traffic has picked up significantly for flower shops.
So the idea is that, say, a guy would order flowers for his girlfriend, and the flowers would be delivered to the girlfriend's office, which is a big thing these days. Nobody wants to be the boyfriend who didn't order flowers for his girlfriend, whereas all the other girlfriends in the office got them. And so it's a lot of pressure for guys these days.
Brady also says consumer confidence is high following a big jump in Christmas sales this past year. And that translates into big ticket items like jewelry, clothes, exotic trips, and vacations for Valentine's all over the country.
But of course, it's gender specific. So for men buying for women, for example, you see a lot of jewelry. For women buying for men, you'd see a lot of clothes. And both would be associated with trips.
So if you haven't picked out that perfect gift yet, you better hurry. Or you could just tell your significant other. They really get your limbic system going. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone from all of us here at Florida State University. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Vanessa Nguyen. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications.